Ye See Your Calling, Brethren, by Pastor Mark Hornbaker, First Baptist Church, Lewis, Kansas.
We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We're concluding the book, or the chapter, rather. And we're getting to the point where the apostle says, ye see your calling, brethren. What does that mean? God called you. I don't care who you are. If you're a believer in the Lord called you. You weren't the one that initiated the process. God was. You know what the Word of God says in Revelation? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If I had the curtains open, you would see that on the cross my daughter did for us up there. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. God calls us to receive his precious gift of salvation. You see, we all need it. Everybody needs it. Few receive it. Why? Because they don't invite him in. Salvation, you see, is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. Because God knows what we're like. If you've got something to boast about, you'll be boasting about it. Muhammad Ali used to say, I'm the greatest. How long are you the greatest? How long? A few years? A few months? A few days? Muhammad Ali is dead and gone. I'm sorry to say, but he's probably headed the wrong place. Just saying. If he followed Muhammad, he's headed the wrong direction. Muhammad won't save him. Only Jesus can. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Only one way to heaven. Have you listened to the voice of God? Have you listened to the Holy Spirit as He prompts you to make that choice for Christ? That's where it's at. That's your calling. God calls you. When I was 15 years old, in the spring of whatever what that was, about 60 years ago, I heard the call of God on my life to come and receive Christ as my personal Savior. In that church, when I came, by the way, it wasn't a Baptist church. It was one of them other, one other stripe. When I came, the preacher asked, why did you come? Why are you here? He didn't have a clue. I've come to ask Jesus in my heart. And so, did he lead me? No. I asked Jesus to come in, to forgive me, to be my Savior. I knew that much. Didn't have a clue. By the way, we've got a lot of preachers around like that. They wouldn't know how to lead somebody to Jesus Christ if their life depended on it.
Amen.
They need to know Jesus themselves before they can lead somebody to Christ. Amen?
Amen.
He's got to be a friend to you, a friend that sticks closer than any brother. A friend that's there, that's called you. I have another call. Another call later on. You see, I trusted Christ then. I was baptized. By the way, I was rebaptized later on. But anyway, here's the second call. I was introduced at a a young people's Bible study to a young lady that invited me to come to their church Sunday nights. We didn't have Sunday night service. You know churches like that don't have Sunday night service? There were a lot of churches, used to be, that had Sunday night services. We don't now because we're trying to get a young people's program going. They need to know the Lord. They need to come to Him and follow Him and grow in Him. People, that's where it's at. That's where it's at. If we don't point them to Christ and show them the way that they can receive Christ in their heart, they'll be lost and undone. And the church will suffer for it. Jesus is calling, not very many answering. I realize I'm talking to the choir this morning. Amen? That's what preachers always say, talking to the choir. Wouldn't it be nice to have a choir of 40 or 45? Wow. Of course, they're a big church. They're a big church, right?
Yes.
They are. Have a lot of different ministries. But what this community needs is something for our kids. Because our kids will be lost and go to hell. I'm just going to say it. Go to hell if they don't come to Jesus. They need to come to Jesus. They need to grow in Jesus. And we've got the people that are dedicated, willing, ready, and able to do that. And you know, we're not very many. We're just a few. It seems to me that most all of you are on board. Most all of you want to see this happen. Why? Because if we don't do it, nobody else is doing it in our county. Nobody. Oh, they might have a few things here and there, but they won't have a genuine program going. You know the reason? They're getting old and tired. They're just filling the boat and that's the end. That's not enough for me. I want to see some results. I know that some of you are praying about it, right? If you aren't, you should be. You should be. We as a church should be praying for our youth in our county. They need the Lord because He's the only one that's stable. He's the only one that's able to help them and guide them and give them strength every day. And they just need a little taste of that. And it'll go a long way. It'll transform their lives. And by the way, when they get transformed, it'll change the life of this whole community. And maybe some adults will come to Christ because they got saved. Paul said, think about it. Think about your calling. Not many wise men after the flesh. You know, in the scripture you talk about two different things, flesh and spirit. Flesh and spirit. Most of the time people are walking in the flesh. And what I mean is they're walking after the natural man. They're doing the things the natural man does. Right? An interesting thing, when I go down to the co-op and visit with the guys, many times conversations change. Why? Because they know who I am. Well, I've been here 33 years. Be 34 in May. First Sunday in May, 34 years ago. Well, no, it'll be 35, but I guess, whatever. Just got to put in a year before you got a year. 19 and 92. Whatever that figures to. Yeah. 34 years ago. Come May. First Sunday in May. Time goes fast when you're having fun, doesn't it?
That's what we're saying.
Y'all ready for lunch?
Yes.
Pastor Dave.
Huh?
With Syrian fire. It came 12 years after you.
12 years after me?
Yeah.
And we had a few of you that was here when I came. Well, I got two of them sitting on that row, and you guys were gone for a while, and now you're back again, and Jimmy was here, and you guys were here, and Gary was here, and Terry was here, weren't you? Terry don't say much, but he's faithful. He don't say much, but he's faithful.
Amen.
And we need a few good men like that. We've got the nucleus here. We need to grow. Because I want God's work to go forward. Sometimes you preach and people leave. They don't like to hear what you have to say. Because you're preaching out of the book. You tell people they ought to live together before they get married. They'll look at you cross-eyed. And they'll think that they ought to be somebody teaching somebody. Not in my church. You're not going to be teaching anybody. Somebody else is going to be the teacher. You can be a helper, but you're not going to be teaching till you get her cleaned up. Amen?
Amen.
Christ's got to be in you. He's got to be working in you. You got to be surrendered to Him. He's in charge because He's called you. Called you. God's second call on my life was when I was all set up in farming in Reno County. We had the Steiger I mentioned. We bought the first rotary combine in Reno County. It was one of them colors that they don't say anything much about. One of them yeller machines. But you could harvest milo and it looked like broom corn after you got done. The head looked like broom corn because it would just take the grain out of the head. And when it went out the back, that's what it looked like, broom corn. Because all the hulls were on the... But Dad said, well, if you find a cracked kernel, it's probably right over there next to it somewhere. If you had her set right, you could harvest milo or corn like nothing. Built like a corn sheller, deluxe. Today, by the way, it only had 165 horsepower, I think, it's all on there. Today they got 600 and some horsepower, right? All they do is twist it harder. Twist it harder. Same old process, same old size. This is pretty boring for you, isn't it?
No. Not yet.
I'm a boring preacher. I only know a thing or two. 40 years experience and no ability.
You're not boring, Pastor.
We all need help.
Amen.
God is able to help us because He's called us to a work that's greater than us. We can't do it ourselves. But with God, we can do all things. That's what Paul is saying. And God does that by using individuals. The world says, these are the least of the least. These are people that can't speak. These are people that can't do anything without me. But with me, they can do amazing things. And by the way, each of you can do amazing things too. If you follow the Lord. You say, Lord, here's my life. You've called me. Following that call, and by the way, you're not your own. You're bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You're not your own. You can't do your own thing anymore. Can't do your own thing. You've got to do what He wants you and calls you to do. Like I said earlier, we've got some that are outstanding in the music field. We've got some of you that are outstanding in the teaching field. We've got some of you... I could go on and on with the list. And you're outstanding because you're letting Christ work in and through you. That's the reason. We're really not any more powerful than anybody on the street out here, except it's Jesus in us. He makes the difference. Why? Because God deserves all the glory. That's where it's at. To Him be glory, majesty, power, and dominion, both now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. That's the message. That's the message. God is able. He's able to transform us, to change us, to make us into the people He wants us to be, so they can reach other people in our lives. I can reach some, you can reach some. Together we can reach all that God wants us to reach. And who does God want us to reach? All those people out there that don't know Jesus as their Savior. God wants us to reach them.
Amen.
And He is able to do it, but He needs to get the glory. God needs to get the praise. Must not forget that ever. Don't glory in men. And I've known some mighty fine ones. In fact, there were some fine ones that were here because they were following the Lord. Don't get me wrong. Even though the Lord is leading, get off the path sometimes. Amen?
Yes.
We're just human. But hey, God's going to really get the glory one day. Every knee's going to bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I'm looking forward to that day. But I want to prepare as many as I can before I leave this place. Amen? Because I know this. One day the Lord's coming. Most people that don't know the Lord are not prepared. When He comes, He will judge the world. He will judge. And He will judge us too. Amen? Even if we've been serving the Lord faithfully. But I'm glad He'll see us through the blood of Christ. Aren't you? He'll look at us and say, here's what I want to hear. Well done, good and faithful servant. I want Him to be able to say that about each of you. I want Him to be able to say, good job. You did what you were called to do. None of us can do more than that because we need God's help to do what we're called to do. But He's there. He's there. He's ready to help. Are you ready to humble your heart, to give your heart to Jesus Christ and let Him work through you? I pray you are.
Amen.
Let's go forward for Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Let's grow in His grace and knowledge. Let's become all that God wants us to be. That's my prayer for this church body. That God will grow us, God will work in us, God will use us to be a blessing to our whole community. Amen.
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 Lord, bless this people. Go with us and guide us. Encourage us along life's way. Sometimes it's hard. These bodies wear out. But God, with Your help, we can do the work. Work through us. Use us. Help us to honor you and give you the glory and all the good things you can do in and through us. Bless us all, keep us all, and use us all for your glory. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen.